So today we are starting a brand new series called Behind the Scene. Okay, it's a play on word. Play on word po, no? Yung pong sa mga pinikula, di po ba? Meron ba, explain ko po yan later on, no? But really, what we want to talk about is looking beyond what eyes can see. Alright, so ano po yung hindi natin nakikita? Ang gusto natin malaman, who is behind it? Who is behind the decisions that we're making? Okay, the reason why you're here today. So marami po tayong pwedeng matutunan. So really, when you think about it, ang pag-uusapan po talaga natin this next 4 weeks is the role and the person and the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Kaya ang ganda po nung kanta natin kanina. So let me just share with you, ano po yung i-discuss natin in the next 4 weeks, okay? Behind the scene. Today, we'll talk about the healer. Okay, tingnan po natin, sino ba yung behind the scene of healing? Okay, next week we will talk about the miracle worker. Medyo parang the same ng konti, healer, miracle worker. Pero tingnan po natin, ano yung matutunan natin yan about the Holy Spirit. And the week after that, we'll talk about liberator. Okay, tingnan natin ano yung ginagawa ni Lord to liberate, to free people. And the week after that, we'll talk about extraordinary. Okay, kasi po, meron pong ginagawa si Lord na extraordinary. Now, like what I said, yung pong ating series today is a play on word, okay? Kagaya rin po sa mga pinikula. Sino po bang mahilig manood ng movies? Taas pong kamay. Mahilig ka manood ng movies. Manoig po kayo manood ng teleserye. Teleserye, okay. Mahilig po kayo manood ni Aldab. Ayan, no, dumadami. Pag-Aldab talaga, marami, eh, no? Okay, I'm really hoping na hindi lang po tayo committed sa Aldab Nation, but also to every nation. Okay? Not Aldab Nation. Every nation po tayo. Okay? So, yung iba po, nagtataka, ano po yung Aldab Nation? Yung po yung mga mahilig kay Aldab. Yeah. Naririnig ko lang po. Naririnig lang. Okay. So, pero even in that, you know, bakit napaka-successful nung Aldab Nation? Do you think it was really just Alden and Maine who was thinking of all these things? Hindi po, meron pong mga tao behind it. Di ba? Kagaya rin po nung yung kinalulukohan po, isa pong kinalulukohan pang teleseryo, yung pinapanood ng sister mo, ano yun? On the Wings of Love. Di ba? Di ba? On the Wings of Love. Iba talaga, kailangan makauwi ng bahay bago mag-traffic. Kailangan abutin natin. Otherwise, pupunta ka lang sa I1 TV. Di ba? So, pero tingnan mo, pagka yung mga successful na teleserye na yan, meron palaging behind the scene. Yung hindi mo nakikita. Di ba, may mga tao yan, kagaya rin po na, kasi may mga crew silang tinatawag dyan, no? Kaya yan, let me just show you, no? Yung mga movies po, mga foreign movies, since 1994 to 2013, ang average crew member na hindi mo nakikita sa pinikula, 588. Di ba, nami nun? Hindi mo nakikita yung belly. Yan yung mga tao na nagsisiguro na yung movie magandang lalabas. Na pagkatining ng mga pinikula, okay, parang totoong-totoo yung nangyayari. Yung pala, meron lang green screen lang doon sa likod. No? Pero akala mo, totoo. Pero meron mga tao doon, alright? To show you even more, no? Ito po yung pinakamaraming crew na movies, okay? Kung gaano karami. Imagine Iron Man 3. 3,300 people na hindi mo nakikita. Hindi lang pala si Tony Stark bida roon. Di ba? Hindi lang pala sila yung mga iba pang kasama niya. No, marami pong tao na nandoon na hindi mo nakikita. Avatar, one of my favorite movies. No, yung Avatar, how many of you remember Avatar? Di ba yung Avatar, si Sullivan, di ba? Yung blue guy, di ba? Later on, I'll explain that even more. Kasi, paborito ko yun, ang ganda kasi ng cinematography niya, tapos ang lupit ng mga pinagawa nila ron. And talagang, ang daming tao. Yung the Avengers, okay? Paborito natin yung Avengers. Pag tinignan mo yung Avengers, hindi lang sila yung bida ron. Merong mga tao behind the scene na hindi natin nakikita. And the same way with other movies. Now, ganun din po sa ginagawa natin ngayon. Really, when we think about it, in the things that we're doing in our lives, okay, and the reason why we're saved today, the reason why we came to know Jesus, the reason why we are praising God today is because of someone behind the scene that worked in our hearts and brought conviction in our hearts. That is why we're here today. Okay? That's the Holy Spirit of God. Di ba? So, today we will talk about the healer. Pero yung healer, tingnan po natin, ano yung behind that? Sino yung nandyan sa likod? And again, let me just tell you a little bit about the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Hindi po siya guni-guni, at hindi rin po siya si Casper. Totoo po siya. Alright? Totoo po siya. He's a person, he's not an it. And he has equal power and equal authority with Jesus and God the Father. And pagdinignan po niyan, if you want to see, parang mga nakikita mo sa Bible, the word Trinity does not show up in the Bible. Pero makikita mo yung person and function of the Trinity. Okay, kagaya nung when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, what happened? There was Jesus being baptized and he rose from the water. A voice from heaven was heard, which is the voice of the Father. And a dove came, okay, like the Holy Spirit came. So, nandun yung three in one. Iba-iba sila ng trabaho. And when Jesus left, sabi niya, bago siya umalis, sinabihan niya yung mga disciples niya, I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you into all truth, who will be a comforter. Okay, yun po yung Holy Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit is a person. And that's what we want to talk about today. And the next 4 weeks. It's about the Holy Spirit and His role in our lives. So, today we will be talking about the healer. The healer. Sino ba yung healer na yan? And what is behind this healing? May I now request everyone to stand as we read God's word today. We'll be reading from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man, lame from birth, was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, and as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Say, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately, say immediately, his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Kanta po yun. All right. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were amazed. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Pray that you will lead us. Pray that you will guide us by the power of your Holy Spirit as we study your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You may now take your seat. Behind the scene. Importante po maintindihan natin ito. You know, when you think about it, chapter 3 is very interesting because importante po na maunawaan natin, yung author kasi nito si Luke, no? Luke, pagka binasa mo yung chapter 3, actually, kailangan basahin mo hanggang chapter 4. Kasi para makita mo talaga yung buong storya, ano yung resulta nung nangyari dito sa chapter 3. And Luke is very smart, okay? He's a doctor, according to Paul. That's when he was writing to another letter. Sabi niya, Luke is my friend who is a doctor. He's also a historian, okay? He wrote the Gospel of Luke, and he also wrote the Book of Acts. Pag tinignan mo, ang sinulatan niya, parehong tao lang si Theophilus. Okay, most probably a Gentile, no? Sinulatan niya ito para pakita sa kanya ano ba talaga yung nangyari sa Book of Acts. After what happened to Jesus, he resurrected, okay, and then now the Book of Acts. Chapter 2, pinakita niya yung Holy Spirit came, and then chapter 3, ito na nga, you know? So para lang makita po natin yung setting, no? Kasi ito po yung ating collaterals, eh, pagkatingin mo, parang pinikula, di ba? Meron kang director's chair, meron kang clapper dun sa mga gilid. So kaya ang ginawa ko po sa topic po natin today, I actually did my outline na pareho para lang tayong parang pinikula rin. No? So the first point is the setting. I want to set the setting. Ano ba yung setting dito sa chapter 3? Okay, ano ba yung setting? And so tingnan lang po natin. No? Verse 1, it says, "And now Peter and John, interesting, Peter and John." Okay, hindi si Peter lang. You know, this is another thing that is so interesting to look at. Pagka tinignan po yung ginagawa ni Lord, when He's working with people, it's always in groups, okay? It's never alone. The only person that did the ministry alone in the book of Acts was probably Philip. Okay, in chapter 8 of Acts, nung hinabol niya yung ano, pero kasi ang bilis niyang tumakbo, imagine nahabol niya yung chariot, no? Kaya hindi, kaya walang kasama yun eh. Philip was the only person in the book of Acts who was ministering alone. Pero even after that, he was ministering with other people. So Peter and John was ministering together. Importante po yan, no? As we walk, as we do our walk with the Lord, it's important to have someone along with us. Okay? Palagi tayong kailangan may kasama kasi it's so hard to do the work of God alone. So what we have here is Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, which is the ninth hour. Ninth hour po, yan po yung 3 o'clock. Something, this is nothing extraordinary. The apostles were doing everything, routine po ito, routine. Every day, they would go to the temple, and they actually pray 3 times a day. Okay, meron pong time of prayer talaga yung mga Jewish people. Yung 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 3 p.m. Yan po yung 9th hour, yung 3 p.m. Kaya po meron tayo sa Pilipinas ng 3 o'clock habit. Diyan po galing yon. Okay? Diyan po nag-umpisa yun, yung 3 o'clock habit. And so, nothing extraordinary, but they were just doing it. Okay? But what's interesting also with the two of them being here, kasi pagdating mo sa chapter 4, they will be in a Sanhedrin, no? Magkakaroon ng trial. Okay? And they, in the Jewish culture, para maging acceptable yung testimony mo, kailangan at least may 2 witnesses. Dalawang witnesses, kaya Peter and John. Okay, kasi later on, chapter 4, kailangan, importante yun. So, on the ninth hour. Now, yun yung setting. So, John, Peter and John were doing their thing. They were going to the temple to pray. Okay, they did not stop praying, but they kept on praying. They were doing it daily. Another part of the setting, okay, a man lame from birth was being carried. A man lame from birth. Ibig sabihin, etong bata na to, okay, simula pa lang, nasa sinapupunan pa lang ng nanay niya, hindi na siya nakakalakad. Mahirap kasi lumakad dun eh. Alright. Pero you know, when he came out, wala talaga from birth. Okay, being carried, okay, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful Gate to ask alms of those entering the temple. Interesting about this guy, he was there daily. Okay, later on, we'll find out how old this guy was. So, on setting yan, he was there daily, and someone were carrying him every day of his life at the Beautiful Gate. Okay? Beautiful Gate. Yun lang, may isang pwesto siya, yung favorite spot ngayon. He was right there at his favorite spot. Favorite spot. Okay? He was asking for alms daily. Pero now, pagkat tinignan mo yung situation na to, okay, pag tinignan mo yung setting na ito, you will find out na talagang may pagka-hopeless yung situation. Diba? I mean, hopeless yan eh. Imagine, the reason why he's also sitting by the gate lang, because according to the culture and according to the traditional culture and religious laws, he is not allowed to enter the temple. Why? Because he's unclean. Because he's not whole. Because he's despised. And he's unworthy. Very interesting how Luke actually made the story. Okay, and not me, but particularly pick the story to put in the book of Acts. Kasi, ang mga nangyari po sa chapter 2, di ba nangyari sa chapter 2, ang daming ginawa ni God eh. When the Holy Spirit fell on them, Peter preached the gospel, and 3,000 came to know the Lord, and there were many signs and wonders that happened. So, marami pong signs and wonders, no? And, so siguro, iniisip ni Luke, sabi niya, I need to tell this guy a specific story. Because there are times, ganun po tayo mga tao, di ba, pag narinig mo lang mga story, alam mo, dami talaga nangyari doon sa lugar na yun. Ang dami nangyari, pero ayaw mo maniwala, hanggat wala ka narinig na specific person. Right? And in this story, Luke, I believe, chose this particular story. Particular story of a lame man from birth. Okay? Para ipakita kay Theophilus that there is hope. Kahit na hopeless yung situation mo, mukhang hopeless na. Now, I don't know where you are right now. I don't know ano yung setting ng buhay mo ngayon. But what I'm telling you is, you know, the Bible is very clear with the work of the Holy Spirit in this text. Okay, makikita po natin that God is doing something. Right? Now, ano yung setting sa buhay mo? Parang ikaw ngayon, single ka pa rin. Okay? Single ka ngayon. At ang kinakanta mo nung araw sa tamang panahon, darating din siya. Pero ngayon, ang kanta mo na, natutulog ba ang Diyos? Di ba? Parang nagdadasal ka, pero parang walang nangyayari. Di ba? Parang ganun yung manalangin mo. Or maybe you're a student today, okay? You're doing everything you can to really pass all your subjects. Pero with so many readings, with so many assignments, with so many extracurriculars in the school, parang hindi mo talaga kaya. Parang feeling mo hopeless na. No? Parang kailangan ba ako magiging top, masasama sa top 10? So, halimbawa naman, maaaring yung situation mo ngayon, may sakit ka. You know, you've been praying for God to heal you. And you've been praying month after month, years after years, pero wala nangyayari. Actually, ngayon, parang tanggap mo na. Ito na talaga ito. Ito na yung lot ko in life. O maaaring right now, you're here today and you've been praying for a job. Okay, you've been praying weeks after weeks and months after months, Sunday after Sunday. Ang prayer request mo, please pray po na makakita na po ako ng trabaho. Yung pong may sweldo. Di ba? And you've been praying. And you feel that this is a hopeless situation. Okay? Wala ka masyadong natapos, pero you want to work and you still can't find work. Ilang taon na ngayon. And maybe you're here today and you have a situation in your married life. You know, you've been praying that I hope and pray that my spouse will open his eyes to the truth. And that he will see ano pa talagang importante. Hindi pera, hindi trabaho, ang importante yung pamilya. And I, you know, and you're praying and you're in that situation right now. And yun yung setting ng buhay mo. Setting ng buhay mo, para ka rin itong layman na hopeless. But there's good news. Okay? Kaya makikita po natin yan. And what I want us to understand is ito yung ginagawa ni Luke. The reason why he wrote this, the reason why he picked this particular story is so that Theophilus could find out that he himself, okay, siya mismo eh. Siya mismo kasi hindi siya Jew. Saka siya ba, ang feeling niya rin, siguro maaaring tinatanong niya sa sarili niya, ako ba? Am I worthy to be in the presence of God? Will I be acceptable? Will I be accepted by God in His presence kahit hindi ako Jew? And some of you, maybe you're here today and you've been coming to church and you still feel na parang may saray yung pinto ni God. Parang feeling mo, hindi parang hopeless, masyado akong masama, masyado akong makasalanan, hindi ako pwedeng tanggapin ni God. And maybe that's the setting in your life today. But let's look at what happened. Okay, may setting, ano yung nangyari? Okay? The scene, ano yung nangyari? So sinet ni Luke yung scene, yung plot, and then ganoon natin, ano yung nangyari? Dito na po yung action, kaya kailangan natin ng clapper, di ba? Action, di ba? And so what happened? Let's look at verse 3. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." Imagine this for a moment, okay? Here's a guy seated on the floor, okay? Wala siyang lakas, eh. Hindi siya nakakalakad, hindi siya nakakatayo. And when he was asking for alms, okay? Na konting abuloy, and then sinabihan siya ni Peter, and he looked at him and said, "Look me in the eye." Parang ganun, parang ginano. Tapos hinuwakan yung mukhang ganun. "Look me in the eye." Parang gano'n talagang ginano niya yung tao. And then the guy, look at what happened. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. Sabi niya, "Wow, finally, baka maka-jackpot na ako. Ito na yung hinahanap kong malaking hinihingi ko." Okay? Naalala ko tuloy yung isang joke. Merong anak, lumapit sa nanay niya. Sabi niya, "Nay, bengi naman ako 50. Sabi ng nanay, "Ha? 40? Ang laki naman ng 30. Alam mo yung 20? Alam mo, napakahirap kumita ng 10. O, ito 5 piso. Umalis ka na." But seeing them, you know, he was expecting something eh. Di ba? He was expecting to receive something from them. But nothing happened. Para ako rin, di ba? I was expecting you guys to buy my joke. Parang, wala lang, nadedead mo lang tayo. Pero okay lang yun. So I can really relate to this guy. Nakaka-relate talaga ako. Alright? So seeing something, expecting to receive from them. And this is what he said. "But Peter said, 'I have no silver and gold.'" I have no silver and gold. Can you imagine the disappointment of this person? I mean, pinatingin-tingin mo pa ako sa'yo, pinadrama-dramahan mo pa ako, patingin-tingin pa ka sa'kin, no, sabihin mo na, "Sige, tingnan mo ako mabuti. Tumitig ka. No? Tapos wala naman pala mangyayari. Wala ka rin pala ibibigay sa'kin. Di ba? Parang siguro, can you feel the disappointment of this guy? Parang, "Ha, akala ko ito na. Di ba? Yung pala, wala pa." But you know, and then he went on to say, "But what I do have, I give to you." Now, this layman was probably scratching his head. I mean, akala ko ba wala ka kahit ano? Wala kang gold and silver. Eh, yun na may hinihingi ko sa'yo. Eh, anong bibigay mo sa akin? But the amazing thing happened. He was so disappointed, most likely disappointed. But this is what the next verse says. "In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He was expecting bariya because he was broken. And Peter said to him, what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. From hopelessness to healing. From being sorry, from feeling sorry about himself, to being so surprised by what Peter said to him. Rise up and walk. Can you imagine? Listen, how many of you here are not feeling well? You have may nararamdam po kayo, sa katawan nyo. Come on, don't be afraid. Hindi po akong healer, si Jesus po, okay? Can you just raise your hands? Raise your hands. Because in this story, listen to this story. He was lame. He couldn't walk. Okay? From birth. For 42, more than 40 years, according to chapter 4, verse 22. Makikita niyo po yun. Chapter 4, verse 22. Sabi doon, this guy has been lame more than 40 years. Okay? More than 40 years. He couldn't walk for more than 40 years. And all of a sudden, this guy, Peter, told him, not prayed for healing. He did not, Lord, I pray that you would heal this person. No. Peter declared that in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He didn't ask for healing. No, he didn't. He declared healing to this person. Now again, raise your hands if you're not feeling well today. Because I want to do something a little different today. Okay? Can those people around you, can you just lay hands on these people right now? Because I believe that God can still do this today. Do you believe that God is a healer? Yes. Do you believe that He can heal you? Yes. Amen? You're not the healer. Okay, He is, right? So can we just declare healing to these people? Okay, keep your hands raised. Come on. We want to pray for you. We want to, we want to ask God to bring healing to your body right now. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we declare wholeness. We declare healing. We declare deliverance. We declare complete rest. We declare, we take away pain. We take away discomfort, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we believe this. Because your word says it. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Put your hands down now. You know what? We have to believe that. We did not just do that so that we can practice. No. We need to declare and we need to apply the word of God. Okay? So for those people who've been prayed for, I pray that you will have the faith to also believe that you can be healed. So Peter said, rise up and walk. And look at what happened. And he took him by the hand, he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately, agad-agad. Diba agad-agad? Nung hindi niya pinag-pray, dineclare niya yung healing and it happened. And to some of you, I believe that some of you that was prayed for today, immediately you can receive your healing. But to some of you, you will not receive it straight away. Okay? Who declares that? Who dictates that? Again, who's behind the scene? Hindi tayo. Si God. And what's so interesting about this, okay, sabi dito, Peter took him by the right hand. It doesn't matter kung right hand or left hand, no? Pero ang importante dito, it was Peter who took him. Peter held him, and helped him up. Kasi, Peter held him by the hand, no? And then he said, in the name of Jesus. Now, the name of Jesus is very important, no? When he said, in the name of Jesus, parang SPA yon, okay? Parang special power of attorney. Okay. Now, when Peter was declaring healing, he wasn't declaring healing according to his ability, but according to the authority that was given him by Jesus. Because remember, when Jesus was still with them, Jesus told them, okay, there was a time that Jesus asked them to go and to heal people in his name. And actually, in John chapter 14, you will find this, that if anything you ask in my name, Jesus said, it will be done to you. Also, in John chapter 16, the same thing. It is in the name of Jesus. Why is this important? Okay, verse 12 says there is no there is salvation in no one else. There's salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Okay, because the healing is not the end in itself. The healing of this lame man is not the end in itself. The healing is just the start and the beginning of his walk with God. Okay, mas maimportante na ma-save siya, maimportante na makita niya yung pangangailangan niya sa Panginoon and to, for him to be saved. Okay, mas importante hindi lang yung physical healing but the spiritual healing. So yung buhay niya, that's the sequence. And if that happens to that man, I believe that can still happen to us today. No matter what setting in your life you are in today. Okay, yung scene can still happen. What's next? The sequel. Ano nangyari? Ano yung continuation? Ano yung continuation ng story? Well, let's read on. Verse 8. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk. Leaping up, he stood and began to walk. And he entered the temple. Okay, can you imagine? For the first time, after 40 plus years, na ang nagagawa lang niya, pagka nasa temple siya, dumudungaw lang siya. Tumitingin lang siya, ano kayang ginagawa na rin sa temple, no? Hanggang dun lang siya. But all of a sudden, when Peter spoke healing into his life, he leaped up, okay? And then he started walking with them. He started walking with them and he entered the temple. He entered the temple with them. Okay, so for the first time, I hope you're seeing this. Hindi siya yung tao na ang tagal mong di nakakalakad, tapos biglang ganun lang, ay okay, nakalakad na ako. Happy na ako. Umalis. No. This guy, all of a sudden, started walking and leaping and praising God. He was so happy. Again, going back to my avatar example. Diba yung avatar, yun nga yung bida ron, lumpo siya eh. Diba? He was paralyzed and he couldn't walk and he was on a wheelchair. But then when he was, the first time, he was able to get into his avatar, yung blue guy. Okay? And then they were trying to stop him. And he started, and he started getting wild and he started running and walking because he was so happy. For the first time, he could use his legs. For the first time, he could walk. For the first time, he could actually stretch and run and stand and jump. I mean, this is what happened to this guy. Okay, he started walking and leaping and praising God. Okay, yung next verse, sabi doon, and all the people saw him, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. I mean, I don't know about you. No, kapag yung merong first time na nangyari sa buhay mo, di ba ang saya mo? And lalo na pag yung pinagpipray mo, tapos biglang nangyari. And God answers your prayer and you just can't stop but praising Him. And people will see it and people can actually acknowledge that that guy is praising God. Pero itong nangyari dito, paano nyo nalaman? He's probably praising God, walking and jumping and raising his hands and saying, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Iba po sa atin, maingay lang pagka may problema. No? Puro complain. Pero pagka in-answer na ni God yung prayer mo, parang wala lang. Hello? Hindi po ako galit, ha? Pero you know, that's even true in my own life. Eh. Minsan, di ba ganun tayo? Yung pagka may in-answer na si God sa prayer mo, parang hindi ka pa kontento. Hindi ka pa happy. And yet, God is continually, answering our prayers. Verse 10, it says, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms, and they were filled with wonder and amazement of what had happened to him. I mean, there was, pagkatinig na mo talaga yung mga tao nagulat. Nagulat yung tao, not only sila nagulat, but they were amazed. Okay, nagulat. Ano nangyari sa tao na to? Di ba yan yung lumpo? Ang tagal na yan eh. Nagbibigay ako niya, kilalang. May favorite spot yan doon sa gate eh. And yet now, look at him. He's praising God. Something happened to him. What is that? Okay, yun lang bang healing lang ba yun? What are we not seeing here? Okay, again, what are we not seeing in this story? Pinakita lang sa atin yung scene, yung sequel, okay? Pero talagang ano meron? Who's behind all this? Not what's behind all this, but who's behind all this? Let's continue to read, okay? Hindi natin binasa ito kanina, but verse 11 says, while he clung to Peter and John. Amazing. I just want to pause for a minute on this one. He says, while he clung to Peter and John. Verse 7 kanina, when Peter spoke healing into his life, Peter held on to him, helped him up. When they entered the temple, he walked with them. And here, when they were inside the temple, he clung on to Peter. I hope and pray that you have someone that you can hold on to when you're weak. I hope that you are part of a victory group. You've been coming to church And maybe you're still not part of the Victory Group. Wala ka pa rin makausap. Hinang-hina ka na sa faith mo. Wala kang pwedeng matawagan. Or, sining sinisharean mo? Meron ka bang sinishare ng one-to-one? Meron ka bang tinatutulungan gaya ni Peter, tinulungan niya yung gaya. He helped them up. Who are you helping? Are you doing that? Are you evangelizing? Are you sharing the gospel to people? But here, you know, this guy, this layman, clung on to Peter. And when you look at chapter 4, he's still with them. Okay? And all the people, utterly astounded. I mean, talagang manghang-manga sila sa nangyari. And they run together with to them in the portico called Solomon's. So when nakita nila yun, nakita ni Peter yung nangyayari, again, yung healing, umpisa pa lang eh. It was a setup ng Holy Spirit, alright? What happened? Then Peter saw something. Okay, when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. Sabi ni Peter, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder? Why do you wonder at this? And why do you stare at us? Why do you wonder? Why is this such an amazing thing for you?" Okay? And then Peter said, this is what Peter said, okay? "As though by our own power or piety, we have made him walk." Sabi ni Peter, alam mo, hindi pagpunta, hindi dahil magaling kami, hindi dahil kasama namin palagi si Jesus, hindi dahil nagdisimba kami, hindi dahil nagdadasal kami, hindi dahil sa righteousness namin, hindi dahil sa power namin, wala kaming kapangyarihan. We can't heal this man. We can't even give him anything. We have nothing to offer this man. So the question again that we need to answer is, who is behind all this? It wasn't him. It wasn't Peter. It wasn't John who healed him. And then Peter went on. He began to have an opportunity. He started preaching the gospel. If you will read verse 13 and 14, ipakikita niya sino si Jesus. Ipakikita niya, Jesus is the servant of God. He's the Messiah. He is your hope. He's your hope. If you're hopeless today, if you're in a hopeless situation today, let me tell you something. There is hope. You know why? Because Jesus is alive. And this verse 15 says, "And you killed the author of life." He's talking to about Jesus. And he was preaching the gospel to them. Okay, we need to understand. This is who he is. This is who is behind this. Okay, it was Jesus, the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this, we are witnesses. To this, we are witnesses. Nakita nila yung pagkabuhay ni Jesus. And it was the power of Jesus that brought healing to this man. Verse 16. "And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know." Kilala nila yung mama eh. For 40 years. Nakikita nila yun every day. Nasa temple. Lumpo. Hopeless. Walang pag-asa. "And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all." You have to understand, when Peter preached this gospel to them, it was all because of what happened in chapter 1 and in chapter 2. Remember, before, when Jesus died, they were so afraid. The apostles couldn't even leave a room, okay? They were so afraid of what will happen to them. That is why Jesus gave them a promise in 1:8, okay? "But you will receive power." Say power. "When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." The reason why, you know, Peter, the reason why Luke really got this story is so that people will understand that the Holy Spirit is right there along. Right there all along. And giving them the power to be a witness. Yung Holy Spirit, kasi kung wala yung Holy Spirit, before the Holy Spirit came, hindi sila makapag-preach. Before the Holy Spirit came, they have no, you know, courage and boldness to preach the gospel. And they have no boldness to declare healing on people. But when the Holy Spirit came in chapter 2, and they started preaching, and then chapter 3, this happened. So let's just have a recap. Okay, ano yung scene ng buhay mo? In this particular story, what we see, yung setting was hopelessness. But his hopelessness was turned into praise. Diba? Nahil siya. He was broken, but because of what Jesus has done on the cross, and because of what the declaration of Peter, the man who was broken is now whole. There's hope for all of us. No matter what situation we're in, his hopelessness brought him healing. Okay, from hopelessness, it wasn't his hopelessness that brought healing, but it was a hopeless situation. But with Peter declaring healing, he was healed, and his healing led him to honoring God, in praising God. But again, who is behind all this? Who's behind all this that's happening in their lives? Really, it's the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit who empowered Peter. It was the Holy Spirit who led Peter right there at that moment to see the lame man at that hour. It was the Holy Spirit who gave Peter the boldness to speak what is miraculous. Because he couldn't heal that man. He has no power. But the Holy Spirit gave him the boldness and the faith to believe that this man can be whole. It was the Holy Spirit who led this man, this lame man, to honor God. I don't know what you're going through today. Again, I don't know what is the setting in your life today. I don't know if you're feeling hopeless. I don't know, maybe some of you even accepted the fact na eto na yung lot sa buhay ko. Hanggang dito na lang talaga ako. Hindi na ako magbabago. But let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is still available for us today. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, is still working in our lives today. And this is what he said in Acts chapter 2. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive what? The gift of the Holy Spirit." How many of you would like to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? How many of you would like to be filled with hope and faith? There's no hopeless case to God. I mean, we see it in the story. It was a hopeless situation, but it was turned out into be something great. And if you're in that situation today, and you know, parang feeling mo hopeless ng situation mo, and the sad part of it is you actually accepted that, na ito na yun, wala na magbabago. Hindi na magbabago yung asawa ko, hindi na magbabago yung sitwasyon ko sa buhay, hindi na ako ma-heal, wala na mangyayari sa buhay ko. But Jesus is here today. He's telling you that all things is possible. All things is still possible. Not because of you, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit that He wants to pour out on you. If that's you today, would you just raise your hands? I want to pray for you. I want to speak healing. I want to speak hope. I want to speak faith in your life today. If you're feeling hopeless right now. Yes, Lord. Lord, you see the hand of this people. See, the hands of this people are right now. In humility, we come before you. Lord, and I declare in the name of Jesus of Nazareth that this people will rise up and walk from where they're at. Lord, they would not be stuck. Lord, they will walk up and they will rise up and walk from this situation and honor you. And people will be shocked and people will be surprised on how good you are to this people. Lord, I pray that you would give them faith to believe that. In Jesus' name.